Malcolm Gladwell is our guest. Bill Russell and I are with him in New York. I want you to go back and tell your father that he has done a good job, because as I was thinking my way toward today and talking with you, I kept thinking, you know what Malcolm Gladwell is telling me in The Tipping Point has to do with what Per Bach, the physicist, says, when you don't know which grain of sand is going to cause the avalanche. It's what Stuart Kaufman, the theoretical biologist, says when he says, all you can do is do your best. And you have taken this into just Monday morning. Do you, in your own head, have a sense of the power that you've unleashed with this?
No.
I didn't mean to scare you, Malcolm.
Created a monster.
No, I wrote this book, as I write all my articles, with only two people in mind, my mom and my dad. And my rule is, if they like it, I win. If they don't like it, I've lost. And it never occurs to me that anyone else would want to read anything I wrote. So it's always a surprise.
Fortunately, those of us who are at the other end of the New Yorker or the books.
This book has been one long, happy surprise. It has just delighted me and thrilled me no end that people have reacted in the way they have.
So what happens when your parents don't like it?
I'm disappointed. But thankfully, you know, their parents are going to like 98% of what I do, you know?
You picked the right audience.
I know.
There's something about small things make a big difference here.
Well, there's another. I'm listening to Paul talk about Stuart Kaufman and Per Bach, and they both together sort of developed a notion of the adjacent possible. Mm-hmm. And do a great deal with it, both in from a scientific standpoint, but also from a personal standpoint. And in some sense, what you've done is make that concept accessible and tangible to the rest of us. That engagement in the environment around you is. I'm putting words in your mouth, but it's all, you know, that is in some ways the root of power, mm-hmm. contrary to what we typically mm-hmm. think is the case.
Yeah. Oh, no, I agree with that. Yeah. I love that phrase, the adjacent possible, which
it's great.
I'll now be stealing and using.
Well, there's more to be said on that, too. Did you go into this with a sense of an activist?
Yeah, well, I did want to give hope to people who were confronted with seemingly impossible tasks, which I don't think are actually impossible. I wanted to make it clear to people that, you know what, it is, you can, you know, extraordinary things can happen from seemingly ordinary efforts. That was a clear goal.
This is Malcolm Gladwell, who clearly has accomplished his goal. We thank you for letting us come.
Thank you.
We thank Malcolm Gladwell for his keen observations, for his willingness to look for important ideas in unexpected places, and for his eagerness to give us all hope. We also thank The New Yorker for their hospitality. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.